So there's a certain type of culture that this kind of mental energetic virus or mindset wishes to move towards, which as you can see is a form of social management. The trick that this disease or this influence did was it gave humanity its mind. So rather than trying to conquer us overtly, it subtly switched itself with the human mind, i.e. the thinking patterns, the consciousness, the view of the world, which we think exists in our head, actually we receive from external influences. And if this virus is in the collective field, then we actually start to think in the same way of this as this negative influence. And that again is one that runs on fear. The virus has a fear of being found out, because once you know something is there, you're more aware of it. And that fear also is one which is inoculated into the human mindset, that we fear new things, we fear change, we fear the uncertainty, we want the status quo, and we fear anything which is outside of our remit of acquired knowledge. If there's a virus in the collective unconscious, which I say there likely is, we start to put it back into the collective unconscious, we spread it, which also I talk about in the book, we now spread externally through our global communications. Yes. Healing the wounded mind is about recognizing that we have maybe an unbalanced or traumatic mindset, and we have to heal that also individually and collectively, which is why we're going through a collective upheaval transition as well as individually in many of our lives. We're getting ahead of ourselves materially, but we haven't had the same revolution or advancement inwardly in our consciousness. We've not had the conscious evolution that on a par with material evolution. Now we've come to a point where that is now imperative, because if we continue with material progress, we won't have the full inner maturity to understand the consequences of some of the technologies that's coming out. It's a wake-up call by saying the future is not just business as usual, but on a longer time scale. I extend the time scale. It's not business as usual. It's completely, we have to go beyond this consciousness. We cannot operate in this consciousness any longer. And so we have to go beyond the virus. By doing that, our solution is also the solution for the future evolution of the human race.